Hey, listen, y'all know me. I talk to everybody. So, it's very hard for me to get the origin stories of everybody because it's me. I talk to everybody. I know everybody and their mother just about. You name somebody, I've probably met them. That's how I think about it. But I just remember Morgan being one of the really cool folks, and I was like, yeah. Honestly, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I was new to Vasa, and this was the day when I was waiting for my glasses to get repaired, so I wasn't wearing my glasses. And Morgan bears a very striking resemblance to my friend Amanda, who works at ATO. And from a distance, they look the same. And it was one of those things where I got with them. Where I could recognize that they were not the same person, and I had to come up on the fly with something. Thank God Morgan was talking to somebody I knew at the gym. And then we just started a conversation. And then from there, we've been the best of homies.
Best of buds.
She's great.
Oh, thank you.
Fellas that are listening, her DMs are open, I swear.
They are. They're very open. Unless you're a bum, then they're not open.
Yes, fellas, please hit her line.
Oh,
Her phone number is
my
571.
social. For
Oh
some
God,
reason,
don't
it
do
is
that.
her credit card number.
Last four is 5720. So Morgan, when it comes to like fitness, like why fitness?
Sorry, I'm looking at you. So I think I've always been like super athletic. But I like have always been in the gym, athletic, playing outside, roughhousing. But I think the gym always felt like one of those things where it's like, oh, like I have to go to the gym today. Like I didn't enjoy it. It was not fun. I was not confident in the gym. I had no idea what I was doing. And I think once I like got into my groove and felt confident in the gym and started seeing like changes in my body, that's when like it became fun and I fell into like a rut of really enjoying it.
Okay. You're the only child?
Yeah.
You're the only child in the family?
I am.
Okay. Dang, so you probably got away with everything.
I just wasn't a bad kid. Like I just did school. I got like a 4.0 in high school. So.
Don't believe her. Anyone that went to high school with Morgan, please DM us with bad stories
Yeah,
because
please write in about only the good
I know she's out here doing something. There's something.
Okay, to be fair, I did party and stuff a lot, but I always got good grades, never got in trouble, so I could pull it off. And then I got to college and shit was hard. So.
Fair enough.
It's no more
Fair enough.
fun.
So, what would you say was like your catalyst or like your moment for getting into fitness?
Ooh, that's a good one. I feel like probably COVID, honestly. Like there was nothing to do. The gyms were closed. So I feel like that want, well, I feel like you always want something when you can't have it. So like, you couldn't go to the gyms if you did, like you had to wear a mask and it just sucked. So I feel like after COVID, when things started to calm down, it was like, there wasn't still a lot of things to do. Like you couldn't go out in the public setting. So it was like go to the gym.
Okay, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
That
He said that's a
was
pretty
not.
mid-ass answer. Oh, can I say that?
You can. No one's gonna. Who's
Okay. I don't know.
gonna censor it?
I don't
Is
know.
it the right to
This
censor?
is like
Hold
the
on, give me one
Tonight
second.
Show. Like, what is this?
That was StreamYard.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. So. Even though she is a good kid, everybody has their moments when they do wild stuff. Morgan, what's about the wildest thing you've done?
Oh geez, the wildest, it's nothing fun. Like I feel like the wildest thing I did was like go to parties that were like super sketch, but that's not like, crazy.
Okay, so she's never gone joyriding or like.
Joyriding?
Yep, see, look at that. Look at that.
Don't know.
Yeah, she's never like did school or
No, if I didn't want to go to school, my mom would call me out because I was a kid, so. she'd be like, she's not feeling well. Honestly, college, I ditched a lot of classes, but that doesn't really count. I was just like a kid that was adjusting. It wasn't me, like, yeah.
Yeah, she's been straight and narrow her whole life.
Yeah. I haven't done any fun drugs either.
She's never gone. Like, her and her friends have never, like flipped up someone's, like, mailbox. She's never, or, like, no. gone, like, streaking or, like.
No.
Like, been the rowdy, obnoxious fan that they kicked out of a sporting event.
That'd be so fun, but no.
But you know what? I'm still a pretty fun person, so the fact that she Thank hasn't you. Done all that, she's still fun is hilarious.
I appreciate that.
Let's see. What would you say was your has been your biggest adjustment when it comes to fitness? Like, what's the biggest thing you had to learn to adjust to?
The biggest thing is definitely diet, for sure. Like, I don't diet, like, necessarily. I just changed my eating habits. So I eat, like, super lean, and going from, like, just eating kind of blindly, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I never was one to, like, oh my God, how many calories is in this, or, like, whatever, to go to, like, eating super lean and, like, just seeing how much calories is in the stuff you eat, or even just, you know, alcohol, having to, like, consider all that stuff is a huge change for sure.
What would you say has been the most, like, unexpected benefit of, like, fitness for you?
Ooh, I feel like the most unexpected benefit is discipline. Like, just, you know, having the nights where you're like, I'm not going to go eat 3 pints of ice cream because I, like, worked hard today, so I'm going to not do that. Also, just, like, your schedule, like, I'm a full-time college student, so having to work around, like, making time to succeed in school, but also, like, make it to the gym every day and, like, work hard and still show up, that, like, definitely flows into all aspects of, like, life.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. Discipline is key. Motivation runs out. Discipline does not. So that's one thing a lot of people don't keep in mind when it comes to their fitness goals.
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't know what she was doing. I just looked over and I just saw her.
There's a random piece of hair. Sorry.
What's been your, like, biggest, like, struggle during your fitness journey?
Ooh, my biggest struggle. I feel like, and this is going to sound so stupid because it's not relatable and I understand, but telling myself, like, you can take a break and, like, to take rest days, because the gym has become so much of, like, an outlet for me. Like, you know, you're having a shitty day, go to the gym. You're bored, go to the gym. You know, whatever, go to the gym. And now that, like, I've kind of built, like, that community up and have friends at the gym, it's like, why not go to the gym? So telling myself no and taking rest days has been a very surprising hard part to it.
It may sound like no one's going to be able to relate to that, but no, I can relate to that. Yeah. I relate to that heavily, very heavily, because my powerlifting coach, which, shout out to Sabrina, because I'm sure she's going to hear this. But anyway, I can relate. I went from working out 5 to sometimes 6 days a week to having to take rest days. A little bit more than I'm expecting normally. So now it's just my split has gone from all these different muscle groups to push, pull, legs, break, compound.
Yeah.
And so there's a little bit less room for me to work out and so I have had to be like, okay, let's not lift, because now I've got all this energy. Now I feel like that. But why that is because I'm giving myself more adequate rest.
Right.
It's fun. Let's see. So how do you overcome the struggle of taking rest days? Like, what do you do to keep yourself from going, I'm going to just go 7 days a week?
Yeah, I feel like I haven't come to a great balance with that yet. It's definitely something I'm working on. But obviously, like enjoying doing different things outside of the gym is super helpful. Like finding other interests and other outlets that's not like, you know, going to the gym. That's super helpful.
I like that. Okay, sweet. I like that. No, okay, that was a good. It's a valid, very valid answer. So for you, how important do you feel the mental health aspect of your life is in relation to the fitness aspects of your life?
Well, I honestly feel like the fitness aspect of my life helps so much with like the mental part of it. Like, you know, I'm stressed out, go to the gym, I instantly feel better after. Same thing with like if I'm just having one of those days where I'm like in a rut and like don't feel like doing anything, if I can just get to the gym in the morning, I just feel so much more like productive and like less depressed
That
afterwards.
is.
So, yeah, like it really helps in that sense.
Yeah, that's fair. So, a friend of mine, his name is Mikey De La Pava. He explained to me this concept called mental hygiene, which is the things that you do that like in your life that kind of prop up your mental health. So it's less of it. It's more of like preventative maintenance, so to speak. So it's less of, oh, I feel bad. What has transpired in my day that's making me feel bad, and also how the things that surround your mental health, how it correlates with your workout. Felt bad, bad workout. Felt great, great workout. I am definitely paraphrasing and oversimplifying it. So any one of y'all that have more interest in the mental health slash mental hygiene discussion, go back and listen to episode 18, known as the Battle Axe. That's the name of that episode. So what do you do that kind of props up and builds up your mental health?
I feel like I'm not the person to talk to about this just because I don't. I feel like I need that's a place in my life that I need to get better in. I mean, I go to the gym and I do that kind of stuff, but I also do therapy, which is helpful. But I've just like wasn't raised to be super like, you know, mental health and like take care of your mind. You know, it's always like on the go and, you know, that kind of stuff. So,
Okay.
yeah.
So when you hit a wall, like mentally and emotionally, what gets you through that?
The gym.
You know what? That's fair.
Yeah, no, seriously. Like, I think, and obviously, like a year ago, if I were to hear my answer that I just said the gym, I would have been like, what? Because I did not enjoy it then. But it's just like the gym has become such a thing where it's like more than just lifting weights and like even just more than trying to be healthy. It's now like, you know, for the mental health and just something that has become like such a lifestyle thing that it's helped in like every aspect.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Is that the only tattoo you have?
I have this one and I have one on my rib and then I have one on my.
I've never seen either of those. But tomorrow's a new day tattoo. So
Yeah.
what kind of inspired that?
It's a saying that my mom always said to me when things were rough. Yeah, my parents aren't together. So that was like a whole big deal. But yeah, when things were rough when I was like little, it was our thing to be like, oh, like tomorrow's a new day. So I got a tattoo on me and then my zodiac sign, my mom's, and my granny's.
Oh,
Yeah.
so do you feel like as an adult now, your parents not, I mean, together, do you feel like that impacts you any way in as an adult?
I mean, I want to say no, but I know it does in some aspects. I think that's like a great thing for therapy just because you learn about like so much stuff that you would like, oh, like, yeah, of course, like that wasn't great and it wasn't fun, but like I'm over it, you know, that was a long time ago. But then you talk about something in therapy and you're like, oh, like maybe this is actually like way more substantial than I thought it was.
Yeah, there's a lot of nuances in life. A lot of things are not as simple.
Yeah.
I'm very much a fan of the KISS method, keep it simple, stupid. There are some things that's applicable to, but for a lot of the deeper, more deep-rooted personal issues, they're not that simple. Yeah. So some things do require a digging of a level that's below surface level. And then some things are just surface level deep, and that's okay.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's killing me. This podcast is unfortunately not sponsored by the PLL, but someday we hope that they will.
Tag it in the comments below.
But so let's see. How do you personally feel about men approaching women at the gym?
Okay. I talk to a lot of girlies in the gym, and I talk to guys in the gym, and it is so 50-50 split down the middle. Like, I hear girls saying, like, do not approach me in the gym. Like, it's my time. I don't want you to talk to me. I've heard girls be like, please approach me in the gym. And then I've heard guys be like, I will not approach a girl in the gym. And I've heard guys that are like, you have to shoot your shot. So I feel, personally, I just spend so much time in the gym, and it's just like that is something that's big in my life, and that's like my social place. So I'm okay with a man approaching me in the gym if you go about it the right way and if you know the signs of, like, if I'm not feeling it, just
vomitose.
Head along, you know?
What she's saying is her DMs are open.
Yeah.
Very open. Fellas, please go say something.
Okay, that's what makes me so different.
Whoa.
You're like, they are so very, very, very open.
Like a McDonald's drive-thru 24/7. These are all jokes. I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding. No, let's see. So for you, what would you say the biggest your, like, what would you say is like your biggest like fitness win? Like, what's your big like? Woo!
I mean, I honestly have to say this is going to sound so cocky and arrogant, and I'm so sorry for this, but I think when I first realized that I had abs, it was such a win for me because, like, I think I've always had, like, I've never been, like, ripped, but I think I've always had more of, like, an athletic build, so I never noticed. Like, I was working my ass off in the gym, and I didn't notice changes until I, like, saw a little ab, and then I was like, oh, okay, like, some... Like, changing my diet is paying off, and staying good in the gym is, like, paying off.
Love your room once you see in the mirror is real important.
Yes.
You gotta love them changes, because otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
Let's see. What would you say is the most important aspect about fitness, in your opinion?
Well, I feel like it really depends on, like, what your goals are. But I think... I don't know. I think that's hard because some people like go to the gym and they just want to go to go. They don't want to get ripped. They don't want to be, which is fine. It's totally fine. But I think for someone who's like trying to see progress, I think discipline is probably the most important. And I always tell girls, like, I think girls easily get discouraged because I think it's much harder to see changes like in your body and just in general when you're working out as a girl. So I always say, like, if you're trying to, like, you know, see the most changes, is like your diet, what you eat is definitely the most important, in my opinion.
You know what? I respect that. That's true. Diet is like 80-90% of what you're, how you're going to get your results, especially with your, whatever your goal is in mind. A lot of people just So a lot of people that fall into the stop-start cycle, they go to the gym, they're seeing the progress for like 2 or 3 weeks, and then they hit a wall, whether that's related to just lack of motivation or a gap in what they know and what they need to know to get to the next level, and then they fall off. And then when they fall off, they eat bad. And then they see themselves in the mirror, they don't like what they see, and then they're like, okay, let's go back again. And it's a start-stop cycle. How have you avoided a stop-start cycle, or how do you get yourself out of that start-stop cycle?
So I think when I first started going to the gym, I was very much like that. Like, I would – something would happen, rather that's like, you know, something in life. I got a bad grade on a test, or some guys being a not nice guy. And you're like, okay, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to get ripped. Like, you know, you get on this, like, little high, and you'll, like – I would go for, you know – certain amount of weeks and fall off and then pick it up in a few months and then fall off again. And I think it wasn't until I actually started to like feel comfortable in the gym and enjoy going to the gym that I stopped the like stop start cycle. So I think, and obviously like weightlifting isn't for everyone. So if you can find like what you enjoy, rather that's lifting, rather that's boxing, swimming, you know, cycling, whatever it may be, like find, or even find an aspect of the gym that you like. So if you like, you know, the community part, or you like talking to people, or you like, you know, find a way to incorporate that into your workout or your gym like sessions, and you'll actually maybe see yourself like looking forward to going to the gym.
That's nothing. Nothing about that's incorrect.
Thank you.
You
come from personal experience.
Well, look, that's the thing. Is like, there's not a right way to do things, and technically, with the exception of like the movement of the machines and the movement of exercise, there's not technically a wrong way to approach fitness. There's really not. Now, there are some things that are blatantly wrong, like, you know, eating McDonald's every day is not going to get you a six pack. That's just, that's not going to do that.
I wish that was the case.
Oh, man, listen, if losing weight was easy, everybody would do it. But end of the day, there's just, you know, you got to find what way works best for you. And there's always a different way to do these things. So, Morgan, for you, what would you say was your, like, lowest moment in your fitness journey? Or like has been
my lowest moment in my fitness journey? I mean, I would maybe say like when I was starting going to the gym, just because I didn't enjoy it. It was like, oh, I have to go to the gym, or like, do I even want to go today? Like, it just wasn't, there was not a fun aspect about it. It was like sitting down and having to do homework. Like, no one wants to, well, a lot of people don't want to do that.
Even teachers don't want to grade your papers.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it just was not a fun thing. So, yeah, I would say that was a low moment.
I love it. That's not, well, I don't love the low moment, but I love that you have gotten, you've gone through and you've been able to get yourself over it. No momento. What would you say has been your biggest struggle, like, mental health wise?
I would say my biggest struggle would be, I don't know, I feel like overthinking can be a real thing. Like, obviously that's not as serious as some of the very serious things out there, but I think overthinking can really be like your biggest enemy, especially like when it comes to the gym too. Like, there was a time when I didn't feel at home or like at place when I would walk into the gym. So if you're overthinking, like, oh, am I doing this exercise wrong? Oh, do I look stupid right now? Like, you know, when you're thinking about those kind of things, it obviously doesn't make you be like, oh, I want to go back and do this again tomorrow. You know, like, so I think getting out of your head is super important, and just showing up for yourself and doing what you gotta do.
Oh, see, I like that. She said, you gotta show up for you. If you can't show up for the person that's in the mirror, you're not gonna show up for any other reason.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that was my biggest switch too in the gym. It was like, once I was enjoying it and once I was like, you know, seeing progress, when it was for me, that's when I, like, I think really started to like flourish in the gym and feel confident and build those relationships and the community. And that was a turning point.
It's valid. Morgan, what is a thing that commonly or even uncommonly happens in gyms that just bugs the hell out of you?
I think my most common one is like, get off the machine. If you aren't using it, get off of your phone, get off of the machine. Okay, it just drives me crazy. The day, like, you know, you're kind of in a rush. You want to get in the gym. You want to get out of the gym. You have things to do. You have children to feed. I don't have children, but if you have children to feed, and a little 16-year-old is sitting on the leg curl, scrolling on TikTok, get off the machine, please.
There's no please involved. She's trying to be polite. Get the fuck off the machine.
Get the fuck off the machine.
it's just one of those things where it's just rude. Like,
and put your shoes on your feet.
I know exactly who you're talking about, man.
And put your socks on. Thank you.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
He's the least. He is not a fun person.
I agree. I don't
know if it's fun. He is not a fun person. I don't like him.
Yeah,
I agree. I don't like him. I need him to go away.
I agree. Oh. Re-rack your weights. Do you know how many people I have to re-rack? Am I your mommy?
She's
no.
The muscle.
Like, if you don't re-rack your weights, first of all, you should get hit in the head with a weight.
Oh, okay.
And then second of all, you should get your membership revoked.
Damn, getting hit in the head is crazy.
But can you imagine, like, some poor little old lady, she wants to go leg press, and you have 4 45 plates on each side.
Oh, that's egregious if you didn't re-rack.
Right, like you're poopy dookie if you're that person.
Also, shout out to Against the Odds Fitness. Hayes is wonderful. Shout out to this place. Anyways.
Anywho.
Never coming back. So, like, yeah, it's just one of those things where I'm like, especially for me as someone that works at a gym, there's nothing I hate more than that.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh, it's the worst. I'm ready to fight folks.
It's just common courtesy. Don't be a bad person.
It takes 3 seconds to be a decent person.
And you're at the gym already to work out, so just put your weights back. Like, burn those extra 3 calories putting your weights back.
I take.
If I'm living my single life out here, you know, and you're a little girly pop, I'm like, yes, spread it, show it, put it on display if you got it. But then if I'm, like, there with my boyfriend, I'm like, all right, girl, wrap it up. Like, be so for real, you know? So I'm very – it just depends on the stage of my life.
I'm
like, you got it, you flaunt it.
Well, so sometimes people at the gym tend to be dressed more like they're at a strip club or going to the beach than they're going to a gym. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just.
So this is my take, is that if I have two eras. If I'm in my single girl era and I see a girl at the gym, I'm like, yes, spread it, flaunt it, clap it, like do a handstand, do whatever you need to do. And I'm going to support it. But if I'm there with my man and you're doing that, then I'm going to be like, okay, girl, wrap it up. So really it just depends what era I'm in, you know?
Not her having eras like Taylor Swift.
Oh, Swiftie girl.
Those of y'all that have heard me on other podcasts know I am absolutely far away, not a Swiftie.
I'm not either.
But I'm not going to slander the Swifties because I'm not trying to get doxxed. So anyway.
Have you heard?
Yo, Morgan not having like the highest amount of self-confidence is crazy.
okay, I have confidence in myself and I know I'm a baddie, but I don't walk into the gym like, you know, here I am and I'm gonna fuck your dad or your brother or both. No, I'm kidding. It's such a joke. I think there's gas. There's a gas leak in here. It's making my brain cells go crazy.
This podcast has been sponsored by the CDB Multimedia Network, along with our good old friends at Susie Voice. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't know if I was on Aim High or if I was on Susie Voice, because that was egregious. Egregious. What's like the most absurd thing you've witnessed in the gym?
The most absurd?
Like, something that you were just like, hey, dog, what the hell?
I feel like I've just seen so much weird stuff.
I'm here for you.
There was something yesterday, I'm at the gym so often, I can't even remember anymore, but I remember looking at this person and being like, what? And now I can't remember, it's slipping my brain, but couples that have like makeout sessions in the gym, that's so absurd to me.
People doing that at the gym.
And maybe I'm just a hater, but...
Who is doing this in the gym? It's
I don't know. Oh, picking a wedgie? Picking a wedgie in the middle of the gym. This man got out of the sauna the other day and just right up there and just sticking around and pulling it out. Why are you doing that in wet trunks?
No, there's a whole technique for doing it discreetly.
There's a locker room. There's a bathroom.
You listen, you can get away with it in public. You just got it. There's a whole technique.
I feel like the girlies feel that too, though, because like sometimes the shorts be riding up. You're doing like. You know, good mornings or something, you got.
And they out there, just moose knuckling.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're looking like the Muffin Man's in town.
Nothing. Can we talk about
Morgan's out here playing footsie with me?
What are we supposed to, like, okay, what is someone supposed to do when I feel like people come up to me in the gym a lot and they always ask, like, oh my gosh, like, what do you eat? What is your workout? Like, because they want tips, but it's so hard to be like, I just say what I do because it works for me, but obviously that's not going to work for anyone.
So. Hey, girl, if you want tips, go to a restaurant and thank your waiter. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But anyways, what you're supposed to say, I mean, it just depends. Like, if they approach you respectfully. Or like,
oh, they always do. And it's always usually like the girlies and the guys.
So then it's just like, let me just tell them, just be honest. Yeah. At the worst, the people that are liars.
So oh, no,
people
I agree.
That claim to be natural who are clearly not natural. It's like, my guy, you're very much doing something. Just be honest.
No, I
take that natty out of your file. It always makes me laugh because, like, I always feel like if someone has a natural in their bio,
you're not.
I feel like they're on some shit because I'm like, what's it like? You don't gotta talk about it if you got it. So I'm trying to figure out what to compare it with. But yeah, if you natural, you don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so those ones make me laugh because they're just like, be honest. Who cares? No one cares if you're on gear.
Just be honest with it.
Just be truthful.
Because it just sets unrealistic expectations. Like,
and you ain't got a lie to kick it.
Yeah.
You really don't. You don't got a lie to kick it. Yeah. But some people don't know. What do you feel like is the most like absurd thing you've done in the gym?
Oh, the most absurd thing I've done. I feel like I don't do anything absurd in the gym.
Now I gotta go back in the gym and watch all the cameras. I'm kidding.
He's gonna go tap the cameras in Boston. Yeah, I don't know. Not much.
I love it. Morgan's been goody two shoes her whole life. So, y'all know me being the egregious one. Any of y'all that have heard how I talk on Susio Boys, which you can hear on this network that it's going to air on, y'all know me. I'm wild. And Morgan's friends with me, so her life's about to get wild. But anyway,
it's going to be like,
Nothing. No, listen, listen. She's not gonna get any legal trouble. Nothing that makes like people question her safety. But you know, yeah, like, have some fun. For rolling into the new year, what would you say like your goal is?
I think I have a really hard semester of school coming up in the spring. So I think to stay really good with like meal prepping and eating while also balancing the gym on top of like being successful in school and work, I think is my goal going into the new year.
What's your, what do you do for work?
I'm at Anschutz.
Oh, so she out here saving lives.
Research in a lab. It's very, very fun. I love it.
I respect it.
Yeah.
She out here changing the world with research.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
So if you could go back and talk to a past version of yourself, now it doesn't affect where you are presently.
Okay.
But what version of yourself would you talk to and like what would you say?
Ooh. I'd probably go back to like my younger self, like I'd say like beginning of middle school, and I would say like everything's gonna work out, like don't stress out about it.
I like it.
Thank you.
So when you say younger self, like what age?
Like beginning of middle school, so like what, okay, sixth grade? I don't know how old I would be in sixth grade. 12
or 11, something like that.
That sounds so little.
She's only 22. It's only 10 years ago. She acts like it's so long.
10 years? I feel like I'm 50. I feel like
you're
I'm
22.
Stop, I feel like I'm knocking on.
Stop looking for the internet. Anyway, okay. You get to, on the flip side, you get to talk to a future version of yourself. Oh, you only get to ask one question. Doesn't affect anything. What would you ask?
I would ask, are you happy?
Those of y'all that have heard prior episodes where I've asked this question and have heard what I have said, have heard that Morgan just asked the same question as me, which further proves that she's stuck with me for life. Like,
twins.
She's stuck with me. So
okay, I feel like
she gets to be added to my multiverse of Morgans that are in my life.
Yes. I feel like lately, like in the past, I'd say like 3 months, I've been such on like this kick of like, obviously therapy, but also just trying to be a better version of myself and like grow in every aspect that I can. But I think something I put on the back burner, like mostly in life, is happiness. So I think that's become like a really important thing and like prioritizing myself lately and for the new year. So go out there and make your vision boards. Hurry, because it's almost the first.
The heck is a vision board?
So a vision board is what you want your next year to look like. So like dream finances, your friendship goals, your career goals. So basically like your goals and aspirations for the following year.
Yeah, it makes sense when somebody like, I see the vision.
Yeah.
So question for you.
Okay, answer.
Would you ever date someone that goes to your gym?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. And if for any reason things just didn't work out, you guys broke up, what happens? Who gets the gym and the divorce?
I think if it's a good clean break, you guys both get the gym. Like, just be civil. Don't look at each other if you don't want to. Don't talk to each other if you don't want to. But I think if it's a nasty divorce, you know, then just don't go if you see them there. Go to a different gym or be polite. Respect each other's time and space.
She better than me, because if I started at the gym, I'm staying there.
Yeah.
Those are my gym friends. That is my gym. You can bond us.
That's how I feel. You know, I've just grown. I've grown, and we're in our peace era, you know?
Chasing peace, not violence. Except for me. I'm ready for violence all day, every day. Just kidding. Let's see. When it comes to, like, what would you compare the gym to? If you had to, like, make an analogy for what the gym is like, what would you compare it to?
What a good question. I I feel like, oh my gosh, I don't even know. Something that's bad and good at the same time. And it's different for everyone. So maybe like stimulants, like alcohol or drugs. Because everyone has a different experience. Some people like it, some people don't. And like me and you, we could like take the same drug and we're gonna have totally different experiences.
Morgan and I don't do drugs. I just wanted to
No,
clarify
we don't. That's
that.
just the first thing. Or drinking alcohol or anything.
Yeah, honestly, I was gonna say I compare the gym to like the savannah of like one of those little wildlife kingdoms you got, because you got your groups that do
Interesting.
kind of like gaggle together like little herds of animals. You got your
Yeah.
the dudes that do what I like to refer to as peacocking, where peacocks, when they want attention, they do
Ooh,
these big grand gestures, and you got
right.
these dudes that are always like slamming weights around and are always being basically like, "Ooh, look at me,
Annoying.
this is me" type stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not even bashing people with tripods or anything. I'm not bashing that at all, because they're most of those people have their tripods out, they get up out of there and they do their thing. But then you got the dudes that are, they're gonna make sure you know that they're working out.
Yeah.
That is peacocking. Yeah, and also if you're a guy and you feel the need to refer to yourself as an alpha male, you are not an alpha male. As a
Agreed.
wise man once said, any man that has to call himself the king is not the king. It's one of those things. And then you've got your herd of people that go to the gym, which is usually your little like high school teeny bopper folks that
Right.
roll in packs of four to six
Yeah.
that are always hogging up a machine.
Yes.
If you want to see them scatter, just wait for one of the like bigger or like more advanced gym goers to come over and politely, emphasis on politely, and we're
Yeah.
not talking about the dudes that are just like, "Hey, you need to move," or "Hey, you guys need to move on." That's anybody that's doing that in the gym, you are soft, cotton nail soft, because I promise you would not have that energy for a lot of other people.
I agree, or outside
Yeah, like it's one of those things where it goes back to respect. There's a nice way to be like, "Hey guys, are you guys using this machine? If not, can I work in with you?" Like, that's the easiest thing. Respect goes a long way. You catch more flies with honey than you do poop.
Ding.
I don't know.
I think
Is
your poop
it
might be.
sugar or like honey? Listen, be nice. Be nice.
Yeah. Agree. Agree.
But yeah, the gym is very much like a savannah.
That's great. I was thinking more of like the mental experience of the gym. I wasn't thinking like actual that experience. Yeah, I would
Or
agree.
even better, it's like the Four Nations in Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh.
You got your overly aggressive lifters, like the firebenders, who are just like fueled by anger and distress. You got your little earthbender people who are just like, they're steady gym goers. Like, they're working towards stuff. They're always working towards stuff. They're going, they're going, they're going.
Right.
You got your airbender folks who are just kind of just happy to be there, happy go lucky. Nothing wrong with them. But they're usually the free spirited folks. They like, however long they spend at the gym is how long they spend at the gym. Ain't nobody
Yeah.
gonna rush them. If you need to work in, they're like, "Oh yeah, sure do." And then you got your waterbenders who are more of your, they really do ebb and flow with the gym. So some of them tend to be the inconsistent goers, where sometimes they go, sometimes they don't. They're also the nighttime people because they're fueled by the power of the moon.
Oh.
And your firemen and gym goers are fueled by the daytime, so they're your daytime gym goers.
That's me.
They can't go at night. They're like, "I don't
That's
got
me.
this."
Yep, that's me. Once it hits dark, I'm sleeping.
Yeah, that is what it is. But those are your gym analogies for what the gym is like
I like
sometimes.
it.
Let's see. What do you feel like is the difference maker between failure and success? Not just inside and outside the gym,
Yeah,
but
just in
like just
general.
like in life in general.
I would say, I think the difference between failure and success, I would say anything that didn't go your way and that you either A, let get to you and let you like fall behind or you felt emotionally like you put yourself down for, either did that. Or B, didn't learn anything from it. I would categorize that as a failure. But I would say, like, if something didn't go your way and you either, like, didn't let it get to you, you're like, I'm going to keep going, I'm going to keep pushing, or it didn't go your way and you are like, okay, next time I'm going to do it differently and you learn from it, I would say those are successes because you are still getting something.
Okay. What's something that you're afraid of, but like at the same time, it like drives you still?
Failure.
What are you afraid of failing at?
I think for me, everything, I'm like a super perfectionist. So sometimes I'm like, if there's something that I think I can't do perfectly, I'd rather just not do it. So I think I have to get myself over that hump of like, you don't have to do something the first time and be the best person at it. Like, you can do something the first time and be really shitty and bad. But if you try again, like, you're going to get better at it.
Respect that. Yeah. I like that.
Thank you.
It's true. What's your favorite Disney movie and how does it relate to your life?
My favorite Disney movie. I really like Bugs Life. We kind of talked about this last time, but I think that's just my favorite because it's so like nostalgic. It's a childhood one, but I think there's struggle in there, you know? The ants' colony is being taken over, and they're like, just because we're small, you're not going to push us around. And they held their own.
Morgan is small.
So I am.
She identifies with the ants.
I identified with the ants, trying to protect their own.
Were people just mean to you growing up because you were small?
No. I always like.
Oh. Yeah. See? She got that only child strength.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, you got to have a little, it's like honey badgers. They got a little scrap to them because they're like one of the smaller ones, but they're also like ones that most animals are like, ooh, I ain't trying to mess with that.
Yeah, see, that's another thing, though, that kind of sucks because I have like RBF. So I think sometimes like when people first meet me, they're like, oh, like I thought you hated me. Or sometimes people like won't approach me in the gym. But I'm like, that's just my resting face. Like, please come talk to me.
Please come talk to me. It's hilarious. Let's see. Yeah, that's not bad. You know, listen, sometimes people do have a BF face. You just look like you're about to, like, be like, why are you talking?
Right.
Why do you exist?
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Yo, that's, you know what's crazy? Is like, people that have that are usually some of the nicest people.
I agree.
That's one of those ones where you usually get like a little bit of enjoyment out of the interaction with them. You're like, oh, this is fine.
Yeah. Ooh. And that's usually what I get. Like, I'll have, like, I mean, of course, with people that just come up and talk to me, but there'll be those people that you can, like, feel are trying to fill you out, and they can't, but then they come up to you, and they, like, talk to you, and then they're, like, relieved. They're like, oh, my God, like, this is great.
Yes, I love that. Let's see. What would you say is, like, the most, like, awkward moment you've had at the gym?
Oh, God. There's been a lot. There's been so many that I don't know if I could even, like, characterize all of them. I feel like overall, like, on average, if I had to take an average of awkward experiences, it's the guys that, like, are trying to hit on you. But, like, I can appreciate just a good hit on. Hey, you're bomb. Can I get your number? And then if you're like, no, or just something. I had this man come up to me in the gym once, and he was like, hey, like, I saw that you had an inhaler, and, like, I'm a part of, like, the military, so if you, like, give me your number, I can take you off the call list, so, like, they won't call you.
That's an odd rollout.
Yeah, actually, I think I'm okay, and they don't call me, so, it's just, you don't really have a place to go after that.
Why?
You know?
Why did he think that was okay? Well,
there's been some odd ones.
Is that the worst pickup line that you've ever been told?
No.
What's the worst one?
The worst one? Oh gosh, I can't even think of the worst one. But I just hate a guy who is so confident. Not confident, but like if you hit me with like the you got a fat ass, I'm gonna be like no, it's no, it's no for me. Like if you hit me with something vulgar or just like you know. The hey, shoddy, the hey, boo, don't do that. You know? Like, complimenting a girl's physique in the gym is awesome. But do it like, hey, you're tough. You're strong. Something like that. Don't be like, you got a fat ass. Can I get your snap? Like, no. No, you cannot.
Please tell me no one has done this.
I'm gonna just...
She didn't say no, therefore... Fellas, we gotta do better.
Do better. So
listen, we gotta do better. Come on now. Jeez.
Also, there's like the ones I can't stand are like the eye fuckers. Like, sometimes as a girl, you can like tell when a guy really wants to talk to you, but they don't have the courage to, so they just look at you throughout your workout, you know, which is like fine. Like, I appreciate it. But like, just get that extra oomph. You know, like, shoot your shot. The worst thing that could happen is she'll say no, but do it in respect.
Okay. I'm going to circle back to the worst thing she said.
Okay.
So we're going to break this down because the fellas listening to this, especially when we put this up, it's on Instagram, the fellas listening to this will understand. So.
Okay, Instagram, I know I made my debut. Mm-hmm.
It is true that the worst thing she could say is no. But in essence, here's how this breaks down. The worst thing she can say is no. But here's what's deeper. One, if you have approached her and her friends are around, you are now the weird person in the gym to not just her, but the friends. Also,
not if you're hot.
All right, fellas. Stumped. Anyways. If she is not with friends and you still get the big N-O, here's what's going to happen. They are going to massacre you in the group chat. You are going to get, she is going to text them, oh my God, the weird guy that goes here or whatever, he hit on me. And they're going to be like, what did you say, girl? Yeah, what happened?
The screen job.
You are then going to get massacred. Also, if you are texting her and it does not go well, even if it is going well, I promise your whole conversation, step by step, from the beginning of y'all's situation / flirtationship, is getting analyzed by the group chat. And if her friends don't like you, fellas, I promise you are fighting for your life in the group chat and you don't even know it. It's like that song, You Don't Even Know It? Yeah, you don't even know it. You're getting massacred. Conversely, on the flip side, if she is enamored with you and her friends like you, they are hyping up the most bare minimum thing. She'll be like, oh, he held the door open for me. Yeah. And they'll be like, yeah, you go, queen, as he should. Yes. Yes. Listen.
You can pull a baddie. That's all I have to say. Shoot your shot because you could pull a baddie and you might not even think you can. But if you just learn how to take the signs. If you text her more than once, if you text her and she doesn't answer, stop texting. I can say that from personal experience. You know, just take the signs. But if she says yes, you have a hot girlfriend and then every life is great.
The occasional double text is okay. You just can't triple text or quadruple text. Or, listen. Sometimes you are saying a lot of things and you send that text. And then
I'm saying it first. Oh. When you get a girl's number, sometimes girls feel pressured at the gym to say yes to giving you their number. I've been in that situation, I'm not going to lie, where I give my number because I just don't want to have to be like, oh, like, no, because you're ugly or like, you know, something. Like, you know, I just don't want to do it. I know many girls feel the same way. So if she gives you her number and then you text her and she doesn't answer, I would just stop there. I would stop by her head. And then you don't become the weirdo. Then you just become like, oh, you know. Whatever.
She's not wrong. This is going to be a controversial opinion, but ooh, I don't care. I'm here for controversy.
Let's go.
Guys or girls, either one. Okay. This is what I need you all to understand. You, yes, you are the prize. You are the prize. At the end of the day, you need to respect yourself. Always hold yourself in high regard. You are the prize. Do not lower yourself or your own value to appease or to reel someone else in. As they say, cream always rises to the top. Therefore, you've got to recognize that if you are authentic with how you present yourself, whether somebody rocks with you or not, it's okay. Because if they don't, eventually somebody will.
Amen.
Listen, I'm just saying.
So hard.
I'm just saying.
I absolutely agree.
It took Woody 4 movies to reel in Bo Peep.
Oh.
But he always stayed true to himself and he was always down for her. Took Buzz 3 movies to reel in Jesse, but he was always himself and he was always down for her.
Oh.
You just gotta be you. That's all you gotta do.
I love that.
There's only one of you. No reason to try to be somebody else.
Absolutely.
And that's just how it is. Remember, you the prize.
And New Year's is coming, so, you know, it's a new year. You can turn around and say, you know what, this year I'm not tolerating anyone's BS. I'm going to be me. I'm going to stick to my boundaries, and I'm not going to let anyone push me around, and I'm not going to settle.
Also, life is short. Go do some fun stuff.
Yeah.
Go do some wild stuff.
Wild
stuff that won't get you arrested. Listen. Life's short. Might as well have some stories to tell when you're like old and gray.
True.
Otherwise, you live a whack life trying to be safe all the time. Wait. Or what's the most like wild?
We talked about this.
Oh. Cutting that out.
Because I didn't have anything.
What's something wild you would do?
I would do? I feel like wild, the definition of wild to me has changed so much. I feel like wild to me now, something wild I would do is like a solo trip.
The fun stuff to do is to always try your best to live life with your friends. Because, again, life is brief. We're just but a vapor in the wind.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't it nuts? Morgan, what is like something that you really want to like accomplish going into the next year?
Ooh, there's so much. I went into like my vision board era, so I'm really manifesting for this next year. I want it to be a great one because 2023 was the worst. So anyone out there that had a really shit ass fucking year, I'm right there. But anyway, so I think my main thing is just I want to work on my happiness, my growth. I want to work on me the most, so that's one. Two, I want to be very successful in school this year. I'm graduating in the summer, so well. Same thing with like career goals. I'm really focusing on that, and I want to travel a lot this year.
Fair enough. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Let's see. Those are solid goals.
Thank you.
You gotta have goals. You gotta run in with the battle plan, prepared.
Absolutely.
Prepare to win, always.
And the new year is on Sunday, going into Monday, which is just such a good start. It feels like a cold shower when you're like really hot, you know? Just like that crisp. Or like you're just so thirsty and you drink that cold water out of a hydro flask and you're like, oh, just like, it's a different feeling. I think I'm just so passionate about this new year. I have such a good feeling about the year coming. You know? When you hit rock bottom, you can only go up. It's only up from there.
She's only like 5, so like the bottom is like really right there for her.
It really is. It's there.
Okay, so that's not bad. That's not a bad goal coming into the new year. Let's see. What is like your positive like self-talk to yourself?
Ooh, okay. Well, recently I got into therapy and I think it's great. I was so against it for such a long time. Not that I was against it, but I just like didn't think it was for me, you know? But I've actually realized that my self-talk is something I really need to work on because I'm definitely my biggest critic, which is like good, but it's overall not great. But I think the one self-talk thing that I have is like, you're trying your best. You're doing what you can do. And your best is always different. Like your best today might not be what your best tomorrow is, but you're giving everything you can for where you're at that very moment.
I respect that.
Yeah.
You know what? You're trying your best. That's the one. That's the one we got to roll with this
year. Yeah.
You're trying your best. End of the day, doing the best you can. That's all that matters.
Yes.
Oh, let's see.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, so I heard this question on TikTok, and I'm going to butcher it because I don't think they use like some big fancy word that I can't remember. But what is one thing about you that is like who you are to your core? Like, no matter what situation you're going through, no matter what, it is still present.
Oh, I'm goofy. I use humor to deal with a lot of things. Okay. I get through a lot of things with humor. No matter what it is, no matter how bad things are, uh-huh. I can always make either myself or somebody else laugh about it.
Aww.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I mean, if it's not funny in the moment, eventually it'll be.
Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the answer of someone who's been through
trauma. Yo, big time. I've been through some shit.
Because I can relate to that. I swear, I just want to put out on the record, I am very intellectual. It just doesn't come out on this podcast. Okay? Just for the record. Are you laughing at the fact that I said I'm an intellectual?
Yes.
I'm majoring in biology, so I have to be a little smart. I'm very smart. Book smart and street smart, I would say.
What would you say is the, like, the key to life?
The key to life? Honestly, probably inner peace. Like, if you're not happy with who you are, what you're doing, just your, if your inner spirit is not regulated, then I think life, no matter what you do, no matter how much money you have, no matter how successful you are, life will always be just a dark cloud for you if you're not good inner wise.
Yo, she said, look within.
Look within. It's important. Like, I never took much thought about that until this year, really, of just how important it is to, like, you know, think about yourself and be happy.
Yeah, you know, that's like the inner peace thing from Kung Fu Panda 2.
Yeah.
It's like inner peace.
It's so important. Because think about it. Like, someone cuts you off in traffic, or, you know, you could be having the best day of your life. Someone cuts you off in traffic and you don't have inner peace, and that just ruined your whole day. Oh, maybe even right. Your week. Maybe, right. Yeah. I swear, right.
Cut me off in traffic.
Yeah. Like, just have to be happy from the inside.
What's something that motivates you?
Something that motivates me? Mm-hmm. I would probably say definitely my future. That's something that motivates me. Like, I want to be well off in the future. I want to be able to, like, take vacations and breathe and not, like, live paycheck to paycheck. But also my family motivates me a lot. I want to do well for them, too.
Oh, she just wants to make her mama proud.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I'd say, like, if I'm looking for, like, motivation, I know exactly there are three things mm-hmm. I will go. There are three clips I'll go watch. I'll watch mm-hmm. either one of the three of them, and it'll motivate me.
Okay.
One of them is Mufasa's ghost talking to Simba.
Yeah.
I feel so motivated. Other one is the burning bush talking to Moses and Prince of Egypt. Feel so motivated.
Okay.
The other one is Rocky 3 when Adrian's yelling at Rocky on the beach. And I feel better then.
Ooh, you know what's a good one too? Is the Kung Fu Panda one where the teacher's like, today's a present, something, tomorrow's a mystery.
I said today, the past is the past. Today is a gift. That's why they call it the present.
Yeah. See, don't quote me on anything, but that's a good one, too.
Oh, that is good. Yeah, you know, sometimes you just gotta find ways to be motivated.
What's something that, like, when you're really down in the dumps that you do to, like, get yourself going? Get yourself motivated?
Let's see. Oh, usually I will, sometimes I'll think about, you know, how much future me is going to love it, what mm-hmm. the things that past me is doing or present me is doing.
Right.
Or to really get going, if I'm just, like, all sad. Let's see. Oh, I'll go watch something that makes me happy.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Or if you need to just get the emotions out, what you do is you go watch military homecoming videos and you'll get all them set.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes you gotta force the emotion to move.
Yeah.
Or if I wanna feel like, if I really need to like kind of internally tell myself like, yo, let's move through this, I'll go watch Avatar The Last Airbender. I'll watch the episode where Aang is learning earthbending and Toph's like, do it. Move the rock, Twinkle Toes. And then I'm just like,
I can do this. I'm going to move the rock.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I like it. I like it.
Or I'm going to watch the most badass scene I've ever seen in anime. It's when it's in Dragon Ball Super, Tournament of Power, when it is Goku, Android 17, Frieza versus Jiren. And they have to team up to collectively beat him. That is the greatest 17 minutes of a final episode. It's great. If you don't believe me, go type it in on YouTube and you'll see the greatest.
After you finish.
Yes. let's see. What are like three, but what are your top five like hard no's? Like something like this is just like unacceptable for you?
Like relationship wise or just life wise?
Both.
Okay.
And I get 10.
Okay. So I'll do five relationship-wise first. I think my first absolutely hard is if you don't respect me. You would think that would be like a given one, but sometimes it can be like sneaky, you know? Like sometimes I feel like your partner can disrespect you in ways that you don't think is disrespectful. Like, you know, they make a joke to their friends. Like that's kind of backhanded. Like, no, we're not doing that. Another hard no would be, I think if you aren't willing to work on yourself, like if you aren't willing to be introspective, I don't even know if that's a word.
You're not willing to grow as a person.
Yeah. That's two. I think my third would be, honestly, now just because I'm into fitness and I don't want to like limit myself, obviously, but you have to be obviously somewhat active. I think it shows that a person is driven, can, you know, have a healthy lifestyle. So that's important to me. So obviously a no would be someone who doesn't do any type of physical activity. What is that for? Okay, my last one, an immediate no would be, I am really big on looking at like communication. Like if you're inconsistent with communication or just inconsistent with like effort or anything like that, that's like an immediate no to me.
Okay. I like that.
Okay, now overall life?
Yeah.
I think,
first off, she can barely touch the ground. She's tiny.
Yeah, sorry, I'm readjusting. An immediate no, I'm trying to think of some like immediate no's. Any situation that inner-wise I don't feel comfortable with is an immediate no. Like, rather that's, you know, something my friends want to do or a relationship or a friendship. If it feels not right on the inside, it's an immediate no for me. I think second thing, anything to jeopardize my future is an immediate no for me. anything that goes against my morals is an immediate no. And lastly, I would say anything that would jeopardize my state of being or like my happiness, immediate no.
Okay. I like that. That's fire.
Thank you.
So when you said it goes against your morals, what are some of those?
My morals? I would say one of my big morals would be like to do right by others, even if they're not doing right by you, which sometimes kind of bites you in the butt. But I think overall, if you, become smart about it. It's a good moral to have.
Okay.
Another moral of mine is I've never stolen. I think that's not good. So that's another moral of mine.
I've stolen hearts.
Another one of my morals would be, I think, to always help people. That's a big one to me. Anytime I can, I feel like I try and lend a helping hand, rather that be like actions or knowledge or whatever I
can. Yeah, helping when you can because you can.
Yeah. And lastly, I feel like a big moral for me, at least for like anyone I'm very close with, is to like always be there for them. Rather that's like physically, emotionally, mentally, whatever.
Okay.
Never gonna ride through life on your own.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. That's not bad at all. I discovered sometimes life just happens. It is what it is. If you had to compare yourself to like a Disney character, which Disney character would you say is you?
Oh gosh. I would say I don't watch much movies like that, but if I had to say one, I would say maybe, I don't know why I'm thinking of only Disney princesses right now. I guess, what's the princess girl from Tangled? Is that Rapunzel?
Yes.
Maybe her. She's kind of like that. She like hit that guy in Finn.
Yeah.
In the head with a pan. And she also has a chameleon. I love animals. So I can imagine. I have a new. His name is Gumpy, and he's legit. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm definitely either like Flick or Fillmore.
I don't know who you are.
Flick is the ant in Bug's Life.
Oh, yeah, Flick.
And Fillmore, there's this show where Disney has like these like hall monitors, but they do it as like a detective agency police force. And it's actually pretty dope. It was on Disney XD.
I love that. Can I actually change my answer?
Yes.
I just thought this. What's the... Is her name Penelope from Wreck-It Ralph?
Yes, Penelope.
Yeah. That's my answer.
That's it. She's small and crazy.
Yeah. And she just has that little badass energy, you know?
Let's see.
My question for you. Ooh. My question for you would be, what are your top 5 healthy relationship advice?
Communication is the lifeblood of a relationship. Without communication, it's doomed to fail. If you guys can't talk, it's just not going to work.
Great.
That's one. Number two, trust. If we don't have trust, we have nothing. Therefore, if you can't trust your partner, and if you're the person that like goes through your significant other's phone, you're a freaking weirdo. get some help. Listen, I don't care who I offend with that. Going through folks' phones is crazy. Especially if you don't pay the bill for the phone. That's crazy. Number three, you guys got, like, it's one of those things where, listen, and I hold my like, friends in the same regard as well. If you can't show up in the important moments, then it's just not going to work. I'm the kind of person where I don't need you to show up for the small moments. Like I can deal with that. It's fine. I don't need you to show up for every little thing. But if you can't show up for the important things and the critical things, then what are we even doing? That's three. Number four. I truly believe it's important to discuss what the future horizon looks like for you two, because people might disagree, but end of the day, when it comes to like dating and stuff, the end result is to get married and stay together forever. Otherwise, you're just wasting the other person's time if that's not your goal. If you're dating just to have easy access to cheeks, then you're wasting the other person's time, and that's just not fair. And last but not least, I feel like it is very healthy to be equally yoked. And what that means is, obviously, if you are wanting to be like a super like pro athlete or something, and your partner like just wants to be like a stay-at-home homemaker, your goals are not the same. If you guys do not want similar, or you don't have to want exactly the same things, like in terms of your own career, but when it comes to you guys as a couple, you guys as a whole, you have to want the same things. You got to be on the same page, or at least willing to find a way that works for you guys to have balance. Otherwise, it's just not going to work.
I agree.
And you know what? That's okay. Yes. What's your other
question? Let's see here.
Okay. So obviously you're like very social in the gym. I would say I'm the same way. But for someone who's like kind of new in the gym, and maybe the gym can be a little intimidating, but they want to meet people and they want to talk to people, what is like some tips or advice you have when like going about?
The best thing is going to like that. Oh, I can't speak for everyone because different things are going to work for everybody. But at least for me, what's worked whenever I've been at a new gym, I usually make friends with somebody that works there, because that's the person, like they're going to be there most of the time. That's going to be consistent. It's going to be a face that I know. And, you know, if they work there or they work out there, you know, if they see you around and stuff, then like usually people see you talking to them, or they see you around, they'll be like, oh, hey, da 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 da, like, or kind of what I do. If I'm like talking to one of my friends at the gym, and like I see another one of my friends, and like they're talking to me, they come up talking to me, they'll be like, oh, yo, have you met so and so? Like, this is who it is, this is who they are, and stuff like that. And you know, yeah, always reckon, remember, you're not gonna always vibe with everybody, but your vibe attracts your tribe. So,
yeah.
Be you and a bitch, and you know, you'll find your people.
I agree with that. Okay. Let's see. What is your take on like fitness influencers or like fitness creators?
As someone that knows a few and that's friends with a few, like this is my opinion regardless. I like the content like they put out, as well as like others like Aaron Killeen, also known as ETK Fit, Brian DaCosta, Ali Tama Lewinsky. Ali, I'm so sorry if I butchered your name. I'm so, so sorry. Or my friend Willow Hildner. Yeah, and a few people I know like that. I like their content a lot because they're real. Like they, and Jason Lewis as well. I like their content because they'll do like little skits, which is funny, or they'll put out like little clips of them working out. Oh, also Katrina, also known as College Clean Eating. That's great. They make great content because they're real, or they're goofy and humorous, and they keep it 100. And I just am not a fan of when content creators aren't authentic, and the aforementioned ones are always authentic, and so I love engaging with their stuff. It's fire. There's a reason they have the following they have. But for one thing I don't like is when there's like, you know, those bodybuilders or those like lifters that are not natural, which again, there's nothing wrong with it being an enhanced athlete, but it's like a Tribe Called Quest said, you don't gotta lie to kick it. If you're not natural, that's cool. Just don't sit here and call yourself natural while you're not.
Right.
Don't be a liar.
I think that's good. I agree. I think also too, like, it's harder for people to look at someone who claims that they're natty when they're not and be like, well, I want to look like that and I can get there naturally, and you might not be able to, especially if the person's not natty. So it kind of gives people like
Also.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to talk about, like, I always say diet, and I think people think of, like, an actual diet, but more so just, like, how you eat. Like, what's your, what do you consume? What do you do?
As someone that's been vegetarian for, like, 18
years. Oh, yeah, let's talk about this.
I've been vegetarian for, like, 18 years. And I will say I have not been, like, straight, absolutely clean vegetarian for my whole life, or that whole time, but I've been mostly vegetarian. So I'll say, like, 89 to 90%.
Can I chime in real quick? Yes. I think something that when I first learned that you're vegetarian, what was super cool to me was that I think it's, like, a known thing that, like, oh, you want to build muscle, protein, protein, protein. And I feel like maybe for someone who is vegetarian might feel like, say they want to be jacked, they might have this preconceived notion that they can't get that way if they want to stay vegetarian. So I think it's awesome to have someone who is, like, has muscle and goes to the gym and still can do it while being vegetarian. I think that's super
cool. And nappy.
Yeah.
But, so, like, for example, I tend to eat, like, 5 meals a day. Per my trainer, she knows what she's doing. So, you know, half a cup of egg whites, one whole egg, cup of baby spinach, half a cup of bell peppers, onions, one Dave's pickle, tablespoon sunflower butter. That's a pre-workout meal. Meal three is usually seitan or tofu, 5 ounces, with a half a cup of green veggies, which is also the same as meal four. Meal five is usually a shake blended together. And then post-workout meals, usually a scoop of vegan protein with a cup of skim milk and then serving of cream of rice and half a cup of berries, stuff like that. Basically, I just eat a lot. That's really what it is. It takes a little bit of time. You just got to put the effort. You got to put the work in. You got to be willing to do it.
I agree.
I respect it. I do. Morgan, so the last, like, bit of, like, 5 minutes and stuff, I usually let everybody kind of, like, say where to find you, what you got going on, and all of that.
Okay.
So, yeah, go ahead. Tell everybody where to find you.
So I want to start posting gym content. If I stop being so shy, then I'm going to do that. But should I plug my Instagram?
Morgan? Yeah.
My Instagram is itsmorgan15.
Do you have any other social media?
That's really all I use. I mean, I have, like, a TikTok.
Where's the TikTok?
I think it's the same thing.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
They
find my Instagram first and then go there. Or just find my address.
I like it. Address. Oh, wait a second.
These